This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli forces continue their attacks on Hamas militants and infrastructure in northern Gaza.
Ground forces are attacking Hamas militants and infrastructure in the area, while the military says some 800,000 people have fled since the war began more than 3 weeks ago, even as warplanes continue to strike from end to end of the sealed-off territory. Buoyed by a successful rescue of a captive held by Hamas, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected calls for a ceasefire and vowed to crush the militant group's ability to govern Gaza or threaten Israel. The Palestinian death toll in the war has reached just over 8,300, according to the health ministry in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu condemned his cruel psychological propaganda video released on Monday by Hamas that shows three of the hostages seized by the Islamist movement on October 7th. As Tel Aviv said its forces freed a soldier from Hamas captivity during the ground offensive and the Gaza Strip. Ryan Chang with Reuters.
In the video, which is being watched on this phone, one of the hostages criticizes Benjamin Netanyahu for failing to protect Israeli citizens during the deadly attack and failing to get them back home. She purportedly calls for a deal to secure their release in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. Netanyahu, in a statement, condemned the clip from Hamas as cruel propaganda. Israel's leader is coming under pressure over his handling of the crisis. Dozens of people attended a protest in Tel Aviv to call for the hostages' release.
Reuters' Ryan Chang. The head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees is telling a UN emergency meeting that an immediate humanitarian ceasefire has become a matter of life and death for millions. Philippe Lazzarini accused Israel of collective punishment of Palestinians. This is VOA News. Israel's four-day ground assault on Gaza killed thousands of Palestinians in response to the Hamas militant group's stunning October 7th attack on civilians that left about 1,400 Israelis dead. But as Israel brings the fight to the tiny, crowded strip of land, officials from Washington, Moscow, Tehran, and Ankara are weighing in.
The White House says it welcomes the limited flow of humanitarian aid and the restoration of telecommunications in Gaza as Israel continues its ground offensive on the enclave. The Biden administration also is repeating its warning to armed groups to stay out of the fight. But this conflict is also exploding in the court of public opinion. Hundreds of people stormed an airport in Russia's Dagestan region over the weekend, shouting anti-Semitic slurs over the arrival of a flight from Tel Aviv. Russia's president blamed the events on foreign interference. And Turkey's president has dug in on his disagreement with the U.S.'s classification of Hamas as a terror group and has shifted blame elsewhere. Iranian officials have piled on as well. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
Venezuela's top court on Monday said it has suspended the results of a recent opposition presidential primary, a move that could risk attracting U.S. sanctions again. Reuters' Almond Lee.
In response to Monday's ruling, the U.S. State Department urged President Nicolas Maduro's government to, quote, uphold the commitments they made at the signing of the political roadmap agreement, adding the U.S. will take action if they fail to do so. The court ruled that the commission must present documents such as candidate registration and voting records. It must also account for the participation of candidates like Maria Corina Machado, who is barred by the government from holding public office, something the opposition says it's illegal. Machado was named the winner of the primary. The opposition, which considers the court an arm of the government, has insisted the poll was transparent and fair, while the Maduro government decried alleged fraud.
Reuters' Almond Lee. A press freedom group says rocket strikes that hit a group of journalists in southern Lebanon earlier this month, killing one, were targeted rather than accidental.
The two strikes killed Reuters videographer Issam Abdallah and wounded six journalists from Reuters, AFP, and Al Jazeera as they were covering clashes on the southern Lebanese border on October 13th. Reporters Without Borders, also known as RSF, published preliminary conclusions in an ongoing investigation based on video evidence and witness testimonies. RSF's Jonathan Docker.
The location where the journalists were standing in Al-Mashab was explicitly targeted, not by one, but by two strikes, 37 to 38 seconds apart, that come from the east, from the direction of the Israeli border.
That is AP's Norman Hall reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.